Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Brad Huskin is our guest, and he's one of the top salesmanship experts in the history of all sales. And he's the president of IASTraining.com. He's a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, and many, many sales training programs on selling, which you can find at his website, IASTraining.com. But Brad, they can also find out more about a big event you got coming up in Orlando in a couple of months. It's your website, can't they?
Yeah, it's the Business Strategies and Solutions Seminar that you and I just did in Dallas.
Yep.
We got one coming up in Orlando, March 4th through the 6th. And click on the website, IASTraining, to get details on that program.
If they tell you they heard about it from me, will you love them up?
I will love them up, and I will give them a 20% discount.
Ooh, that's love. I like that kind of love.
That is love. show me the love.
That's right. So, folks, check it out, IAS Training, and click on the Orlando event, Business Solutions. What's it called again?
The Business Strategies and Solutions.
Strategies and Solutions, and
so
you'll like it.
Strategies and Solutions to help your businesses grow.
It's a lot of fun doing it. The people are great. They have a good time. They learn a lot. So,
are you there?
I've been here twice. Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Are you there? Did we lose him? But yeah, I've been there twice. I've done the show twice. Been one of the speakers there two different times. So, Brad, are you there? We got you. We still got you. Okay. So we got Brad coming back. So what we're talking about, folks, are some what Brad calls silver bullets, goal setting for 2014, things that we need to. That we need to work on to get ready for 2014. We talked about the training silver bullet. We talked about the accountability silver bullet. We talked about the non-negotiable stuff. And I really encourage you to when you have non-negotiables, don't just have non-negotiables for your people. Have non-negotiables for yourself for management, and making sure that when I talked about the technology, the capability of technology, where you have one of my non-negotiables when it comes to technology is I never ask people to use my technology unless there's something in it for them. And I talk to my people about this in my operation. I want you to do the same thing, folks, is whenever you're building something, if you're putting something on the website, if you're trying to get your customers to do something that makes your life easier, that makes your world easier, to give you the ability to accomplish something, you're asking them a question, and the answer to their question is going to help you. It may even help you serve them. But still, you need to give them something that for that. And never ask them to use your website. This is another non-negotiable. Never ask them to use any of your technology, even your website, unless there's something in it for them. And here's an example. Don't let them go down down multiple pages on your website and not be able to get back. Help them get out of a place that they've gone to your website. If they're shopping and they're noodling around and they go to their shopping cart, make sure there's an easy way for them to get out of there. And so they can do more shopping or they can go back to the place that they were. This is all part of making sure that your technology you don't ask them to use your technology unless there's something in it for them. And and so as you're developing technology with your web developers, when you're working on your mobile site, as I've talked about in the past, I encourage you to have a mobile site. As you're sending out emails, email marketing, anything that you're doing like that, where you're reaching out and touching customers, make sure that you're you're thinking of it as a recipient of this information, of this capability, of this technology. One time I was talking to an executive vice president of a huge global company, and she had just recently gone on their website and applied to be a customer, and she realized that their application process stunk, and she found out that it stunk, and she got it fixed. So make sure that you become a customer of the stuff that you ask customers to use. Make sure that's non-negotiable in your organization. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.